Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. To me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face of love. Oh, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. Darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me.
Oh, how much. What a joy to come to you with a broadcast like we have today. I don't know that it went on Facebook. I did all the right things, but I'll leave the rest to the Lord in the name of Jesus. What a joy. Satan's kingdom is coming down. Satan's kingdom is coming down. That's not an if. That's not a maybe. That's a biblical absolute. That's a biblical dependency. You can rest in it. It will occur. His kingdom will fall. His kingdom will fall. Now, the world doesn't understand this. Most of the world even denies there is a devil. You know, much of the world really denies that there is a devil. But I can assure you, my dear friend, there is a devil, and he will fall. His kingdom will end. You can depend upon it. It is absolute, and I can trust it, and you can trust it. It is going to occur. Now, what we must do in the meantime is realize that the Bible, the Holy Bible, is our defense. Jesus' name is our assurance. There is no doubt. There is no fear. The kingdom of the devil is coming down, and in the meantime, we are watching and we are waiting, and we're moving toward the final hour. We're moving toward the final moments, And oh, what a joy to know that Christ is not going to fail us. He is as faithful as the clock ticks. You can always depend upon it. He's everything you have need of. He's everything that you have need of. And I pray by the grace of the risen Lord and His wonderful power, His wonderful grace, that you can know what I'm saying for you and you can depend upon it. Now, as we go forward with the program, if Facebook can come in, good. If not, we'll move right on and we'll share it with you later. But I want to tell you right now, no question, Satan's kingdom is coming down. Now, in the meantime, we have a battle. We have a warfare going on. I mean, it is a warfare unprecedented. All hell is dependent and determined to defeat the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they can't. It's wonderful to have the kind of assurance that the Bible gives you that under no circumstance can Satan survive the oncoming judgments, the oncoming prophecies, the oncoming truths of the Bible. Now, we're going to go today first to the book of Revelation chapter 12. One of the great chapters of the Bible. I taught on this Wednesday night. I mean, one of the great chapters of the Bible, Revelation chapter 12. It is a picture of a sun-clothed woman, which is the universal church, the church universal. And this woman has a man-child within her womb. She's heavy with child. And that child is going to be caught up to God and to His throne. And that child is not Jesus, as some have tried to say, because this is all future. The Lord said to John in chapter 4, I will show you things which are yet to happen, things that are hereafter. Use the word hereafter. Hereafter what? After the church age, after the great rapture. So in chapter 12, we have this great picture of the rapture. Marvelous picture indeed. Breathtaking, all over our radio audience. I pray that you are listening and you'll get involved with me. Oh, down east, WSTS. Are we proud to be back on that station in the area of eastern North Carolina and eastern South Carolina? A great big audience. Oh, a huge audience. And so I want to hear from you down there. Want to hear from you all over the Charlotte, Gastonia, all around this area. What a great audience we have. And we are grateful for every one of you. I love being involved with Open Bible Dialogue. Now let's go to the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, notice that crown of 12 stars. If you'll go back to Revelation 1, you'll see at the end of that great chapter, the seven candlesticks, and you'll see in the hands of the Lord the wonderful stars, which are His redeemers, His angels, His messengers. That's a great study all by its own. I won't go there today. And she being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and seven horns and seven crowns upon her head. And his tail, that's the dragon, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them down to the ground. Cast them down to the ground, and stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child, her beloved, as soon as it was or he was born. Now, when you look at this picture, the prophecy world has some different opinions of this picture. But if you go back to the great teachers of the past and the prophetic voices of the past, no one in that world doubted that this sun-clothed woman was the church universal from the time of Pentecost right down to our day. But that church is pregnant with one within, which is that son, that wonderful child within, that great holy group, that sanctified crowd, that rapture-ready crowd, ready, and the devil ready to devour that sanctified crowd as soon as they're raptured to be caught up to the heavens. And it's a beautiful picture when you really get it right. And I hope you will help me. And the phones are wide open. I want you to call today because I want to answer questions. And I want to make sure you understand the devil is going to be defeated. Do you understand? The devil is going to be defeated. And I sense the warfare. As I get older and older, I sense it more and more. The devil hates the rapture-ready truth and the rapture-ready crowd. There's nothing the devil hates like he hates the church of Jesus Christ, the rapture-ready church, the godly crowd that are living only for him and for Christ alone, that have made Jesus the Lord of their lives, the Lord of their lives. He rules in everything. I have no possession that's not his. I have no desires that are not his. I have no longings that are not his. I have no plans in my life that are not his. I want him to be Lord of all, because when that rapture takes place, I want to leave here, and I want you to go with me. There's literally nobody in my audience that I don't want to go with us when that rapture occurs. I really want you in that great crowd. I really want you part of that great company. And only God can prepare you in his graces and by his righteousness and in his mercies to be ready. So give yourself to him. He will not fail you. I promise you that. Now, this is very clear that Satan is busy at this moment, because this is a picture of the rapture. See, there's two pictures of the rapture in the book of Revelation. One is chapter 4, one is chapter 12. One is 4, one is 12. The first rapture, well, the rapture, they're both the same. But the first picture of the rapture is a scene that takes you immediately into the heavens. And you see the rapture crowd around the throne of God. You see the book in the Father's hand. You see the Father as the book is given to the Christ. And he opens the judgment book. And chapter 6, you see the tribulation period begin from a heavenly standpoint. But when you come to chapter 12, you see a picture of the same event, but it's an earthly picture. And so you see the church that is left, the parts of the church that is left, because the cold and lukewarm and indifferent are not going to go in that rapture. Remember, Jesus said, because you're neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. If you're not red hot with the fire of the Holy Ghost, you're not ready for the rapture, and you're not going nowhere. And this great truth has been hated all through the church age. Everybody wants to preach it. Everybody that names the name of Jesus is going to go. But you've got to be changed. You've got to be transformed. You've got to walk in his grace. You've got to live a godly life, wholly given to the Lord, with nothing disturbing your peace of mind and your joyous walking with him. And I cry out to you for that. I really do. Now, as you read on this great text, and she brought forth a man-child, which was to rule all nations. Now, notice this. She brought forth a man-child, which was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now, who in the Bible is going to rule the nations of the earth but the bride of Jesus Christ, which the Bible says we're going to reign with him 1,000 years. And we're going to be his kings and his priests. And we're going to rule over the earth. You cannot take verse 4 and not understand that this child born out of the womb of this great sun-clothed woman is the crowd that's going to rule the earth with a rod of iron. It says it plain. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood over the woman, which was ready to be devoured, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now, who will rule all nations? It won't be Israel. So that sun-clothed woman cannot be Israel. It has to be this great company of the raptured saints. We're going to reign with him 1,000 years on this earth. That's a promise that floods the Bible. Nobody can doubt that the rapture-ready crowd are going to rule the earth 1,000 years. You see, when we go up to heaven, we'll only be 7 years up there before we come back. And we don't come back to do one thing but rule the earth with a rod of iron. This has to be the raptured crowd. Now, if you've got a question about that, grab your phone. 704-391-0588. I'll put that number up for you so you can make sure you understand it, okay? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you, 704-391-0588. And let's talk about this sun-clothed woman. Let's talk about this man-child who is delivered, whom Satan wants to devour. Sure, he wanted to devour Jesus. Sure, he hates the nation of Israel. But God's not talking about the nation of Israel here. He's talking about his company. He's talking about the great bride of Christ. And he's talking about that great company of unprepared people on the face of the earth who are within that sun-clothed woman, but not ready to miss the coming tribulation and the darkness. And she brought, let me read this for you again. Now you got the number. I want you to call me. I want to hear from you. Nothing I like more than answering questions on this great program. 704-391-0588. Our ladies are standing by to answer your call. You can order this booklet with all of this information. I mean, I want you to have it. I want you to know what the Bible says. I don't want you to believe all the jargon out there that denies the rapture, that denies even the book of Revelation, that denies these great end time events, because they are going to occur. And Satan is going to be defeated. He's coming down. I will show you before we finish this program today in the great book of Isaiah how the Bible shows when Satan is finally defeated. And he's taunted by his subjects who are disappointed because he promised them to rule the earth and they fail to be able. And Satan falls miserable in his desire to take over control of all God's great kingdom and all of God's earth because the devil is a loser. Are you listening to me? The devil is a loser. The devil is a loser. No ifs and no ands. The devil is a loser. Now, it's wonderful when you study this Bible and the great things that you see in the Holy Scripture and the beauty of this wonderful truth of the Bible. It never fails. It's always right there, and you can depend on it. Now, let's go to verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So that left crowd is going to be here on the earth until the middle of the tribulation. Till the middle. That's people talk about a mid-trib rapture. Well, there is a crowd that goes up in the middle of the tribulation. It's not the main rapture, and it's not the great bride of Christ. It's those people who repented after they got left. The people who repented after they got left. Now, grab your phone. I'm looking for your calls. I'm trying to stir you because I want to get this on the map. I want to get this on the plate of the church world. I want to get people understanding this and knowing this and preparing for this because we're at the door. We're at the door. If there's any reason the devil hates me, it's because I preach this pre-trib rapture with everything inside of me. I cry out with it. I cry out about it. I cry out in expectation of it. It's going to be a great day. It's really going to be a great day. Now, if you know somebody that couldn't get it on Facebook because apparently it's not there, tell them to go to www.paulcreek.org and they can get it on the internet. It is live right on the internet right now. Right now, live on the internet, paulcreek.org. So you tell them to go there. And, of course, on the radio, all over our radio audience, you are right there. Now, let's go on with this because it's very important that you understand the devil's kingdom's coming down. Satan is a loser. Satan is a loser. Satan's kingdom is on the rocks. Do you hear me? And it's coming down, not the rock, but the rocks. And I mean by that destruction It's at the door. Now, look at verse 7. And there was a war, and there was war in heaven. Heaven, heavenly war. Have you ever read the book of Daniel? Have you noticed when Daniel prayed and sought God 21 days? Remember that? 21 days Daniel sought God. And when the Lord finally appeared to Daniel in this great time of prayer, he stated, the Lord's word states that the angel was on the way. The defense was coming. The answer to Daniel's prayer was in the making. But the evil one, the enemy had withstood the angels of God and the messengers of the Lord and the coming of that answer from Jehovah God. There was war in heaven all the way back to Daniel's day. There's war in heaven right now. If you don't believe it, you start working for God with all you got, and you'll find the enemy is out there looking for a warfare with you. But he loses if you walk with God. If you stay on your face, if there's any reason I'm teaching prayer like I've never taught it, Brother Bruce Gans will be teaching in our camp meeting the last week of June. Don't forget that, 24th of June on a Monday. Our camp meeting will begin on the Tuesday morning, the 25th. Brother Gans will begin a series that goes through 5 days, and he will teach on warfare praying. Old-fashioned Bible praying, getting on your face and staying there until you pray through, until you break the powers of Satan and pull them down by the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. You don't do it, but he does it in you, and he can't do it in you if you don't make yourself available. He doesn't do it in you if you don't make yourself available, and if you make yourself available, the enemy cannot stop it. It is just that absolutely dependable. Absolutely certain. Oh, what a blessing it is to know how absolutely certain the things of God are. They cannot fail. They cannot fail. Now, let's notice this. There's war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. A dragon fought with his angels, and the devil prevailed not. The devil prevailed not. Neither was there a place found in heaven for the devil any longer. Now, we're not talking about up there where God's throne is. We're talking about the midair, in between the second heavens, between the heavens where God reigns and the heavens right above the earth where we have our breath and have our existence. In between is the second heavens, and that's where Satan's kingdom is. The Bible said that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Do you hear that? The prince of the power of the air. He rules in the realm above us, between us and God. And here is the war. I'm talking about Satan's kingdom is coming down. Do you understand? Satan's kingdom is coming down. Satan's kingdom is coming down. It's up there, but it's coming down. And it says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, his angels, and prevailed not. And the great dragon was cast out. The great dragon was cast out. Are you getting that word? I want you to hear it. And the great dragon was cast out. Do you hear me? The great dragon was cast out. I love that. Man, I love to say it. I love to say it. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. Listen, this is the Bible talking now. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Listen now, he's describing the devil. There's no way to misunderstand that. I'll read again. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, this is some of the greatest truth you'll find in your Bible. You will find nothing in your Bible that's more exciting than knowing Satan's kingdom is coming down. Satan's kingdom is a losing kingdom. He cannot prevail. He cannot reign. He is coming down. He is being defeated. He's on the shifty rocks of destruction, and it won't be long. That's exciting. That's overwhelming. I don't know whether you thrill it thrilled to it like I do, but I'm here to tell you I am excited that Satan's kingdom is coming down. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, that deceiveth all, and Satan. I mean, his name is clear here. Cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, I'm excited today because I am aware of the fight we're in. We're in a struggle that is the most incredible struggle of human existence. And you've got to get the picture that Satan is fighting. See, this is coming down to the wire. You heard that old Satan coming down to the wire, the old statement, coming down to the wire. I mean, it's coming to its end. It's coming to its finality. It's coming to the time of God's great judgment and God's great moving. And I'm telling you, we are one blessed people to be able to know that we reign with him and that we're going to rule with him and that we're going to be with Christ forever, and that Satan is going to be put in the bottomless pit. And we'll get to that in a little bit, and then into hell. Now, friend, the book of Revelation 12 is one of those great chapters. You ought to read it. You ought to read it. It will bless you. Now, let me read on. And the great dragon was cast out, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Oh, the devil has been so busy for 6,000 years. The devil has done so much damage that it's impossible to describe it. He has brought so many kingdoms to their end. He's brought many people to their end. He's destroyed multitudes and made mincemeat out of them. And I'm telling you, you are dependent on Christ Jesus the Lord with all you got. You have no victory. The enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says. But the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. The enemy comes in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. If you will depend on prayer and depend on God and depend on the graces of the Heavenly Father, if you will trust in nothing but God, depend on nothing but God. Don't you dare trust in man and man's ability to deliver you. Don't trust in your goodness and how gentle you are and how godly you are. Trust only in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, for he is your victory. So the accuser of the brethren is cast down. I've been a Christian 67 years, and I know the great accusations that the devil can bring against you. And I know he uses people often to bring those accusations against you. I mentioned on Facebook this week that there'd been a rumor going around that Brother Chambers would be dead before camp meeting, which starts June the 24th. And of course, I laugh at that kind of stupidity. The devil cannot do a thing if we trust only in Christ. We are the victor, and I'm going to depend on nothing but Jesus. I'm going to live on my knees. I'm going to stay in the altar. I'm trusting only in the Lord. And there's no question, the victory is ours. The victory is ours, and I want you to be a benefactor of this victory as we move on toward camp meeting. Remember, our camp meeting is June the 24th. That's about 6 weeks away, June the 24th, and you don't want to miss it. I'm here to tell you right here in Charlotte, North Carolina, our speaker is one of the men that those down east have heard on the radio continuously, a wonderful, dear brother, pastors the church in Maxton, Brother Clarence Sanderson. I hope I said that last name right. I got it wrong to start with. But Brother Clarence will be here at night all week, Monday through Sunday, to preach on the night services at 7. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. I hope I convince you of that. And you get yourself ready. Call right now, and we'll get your address and send you the information. We'll send you a list of motels in the area that goes out this week. And we want you to be on that list and to know all about it, okay? We got some 5,000 people getting the mail this week because we want everybody to know about the camp meeting. Now, the great dragon's cast out. I read you verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, and for the accuser of our brethren is cast out, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the death. Now, this is an incredible hour that we're dealing with. The whole company of good people are people who miss the rapture. I mean, a multitude of people is going to miss that pre-trib rapture. A multitude. And there's going to be a multitude that get converted after they realize they've missed the rapture and that the tribulation now is upon them. And Satan's going to be loosed on this earth for 7 years. And he will work darkness and terrible evil and terrible wickedness. But I'm telling you, it's all in the final hours. I mean, really, it's really in the final hours. We're coming down to the wire. Do you understand? We're coming down to the wire. And we're in the final hour. Now, I'm going to take you to Isaiah in a minute. I again invite you to call me. Any question about Revelation 12? I know there's people out there who've heard all kinds of different ideas about Revelation 12. But I'm telling you what I believe is actual, is just absolutely pure and perfect. And I want you to get in the middle of that and make sure you know that we're talking about the great grand moment, the great grand hour. So give us a call. You can have this information. I want you to study. Get in the book of Revelation. Now, I won't just send you this booklet. I will send you a copy of this CD, okay? A copy of the CD of this program, because you need the copy of the program to listen. You really do. Reading the article would be good, but listening to this CD and just going over it and studying and digging into the Bible, make sure you know where we are at, okay? God bless your heart. Satan's kingdom is coming down. Now, let's go to Isaiah. This is a beautiful picture. There's so much in the Bible that is so thrilling to study and to learn, to know where we are, to know what we are digging into. And so I want you to get a picture of the devil's final defeat, because Isaiah probably lays out his final defeat as beautiful as you could ever find it. All men shall, wait a minute, let me make sure I got the right passage here. It's a dynamite place to study. It really is. Let's get it and make sure. All right, we go to chapter 14 of Isaiah and chapter verse 9. 14 of Isaiah, verse 9. Now listen with me. Grab your phone if you have a question. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And all they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also he? Art thou also become weak as we? All art thou become like unto us? Now, this is the beginning of the conversation, so you got to listen to me carefully. They're talking to Satan. He's been cast out, and he's being cast down into hell. And the crowd in hell are taunting him. The crowd in hell are giving him his due. The crowd in hell, they've been deceived by him, and they're now in hell, and it's too late to ever get out. And here comes the devil to join them. And as the devil is cast down into hell, I'm telling you, Satan's kingdom's coming down. You've got to hear me. I said Satan's kingdom is coming down. And they begin to taunt him. All they shall speak and say unto thee, unto the devil now, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp, that's his glory, thy pomp is brought down to the grave. And the noise of the vows, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. So he's under the powers of death now. The worms of death are all over him. And he's come under the same worms of death that they've been under. You know that the Bible says the worm shall not die. Hell's going to be full of body worms that gnaw and gnaw, but can never eliminate your pain and your sorrow. All that they shall speak and say unto the devil, art thou become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Oh, the devil is in a mess. The devil is in a mess. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, all thy glory. Now Satan is over. You've made such a noise. You think you've been so popular, and you think you've been so breathtakingly strong, and you put on a lot of show, and you've been fancy in your attire. I mean, all of this, you've been devil, but finally your pomp is brought down to the grave. Finally, devil, you're having to pay your dues. The dues that were destined by God from the beginning. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Now listen, the words get plain here. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Names him clearly. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cast down to the ground, which did weaken the nations. Now, this is a prophetic picture of the very things we saw in Revelation 12. This is Isaiah seeing in advance, hundreds of years in advance, this judgment of the devil and this picture of the devil's kingdom having now fallen and no longer existing. He is out of power. He is out of his ability to reign and to rule and to threaten and to taunt. He's out of his ability to appeal to God against us. He no longer has the ability. He is being cast down to the earth. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Notice he once was in heaven. He was a great archangel. He was beautiful in all his appearance. We believe he was the master of all the music. No wonder music has fallen into such a low ebb today. Satan is the master of music. Anytime you get away from solid music, hey, we got a preacher coming to camp meeting this year. He pastors now in Tabor City, by the way, the Emmanuel Church there. And he will be here to teach in camp meeting about the dark music of the contemporary world, the contemporary and rock world, and you don't want to miss that presentation. I've heard it, and that's one of the most powerful presentations. I'm planning it for the Saturday of that week. I hadn't got a hold of him yet. I've been trying. I guess he's busy, so I hadn't been able to get my phone calls through to him, but I'm looking forward. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, now listen, this is the devil. This is what he said long ago. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Now you study the Bible, you'll find that God's kingdom is in the northern of the hemisphere, northern of the whole universe. And Satan was striving to get up there with God and take God out and throw God aside and rule himself. That's been the devil's desire from the beginning, to rule everything by his evil powers. Oh, he's yearned for that with all inside of him. He's yearned for that with all he is. Again, I know this is strong teaching, and maybe you don't know a question to ask, but you're welcome to call. Ask me any question on your mind. I promise you, I want to help you understand this. I want to get this message across to the world. I want you in radio land to know that Satan's kingdom is coming down, and that if you've ever got yourself out of his kingdom and got yourself right with God and got yourself pure in the things of the Heavenly Father, it is a desperate need of the hour. Get right with God. If you're not saved, woe be to your future. It is going to be as dark as hell itself. And so run to Jesus with all your might. Be in a great church house tomorrow. Come and hear your friend, Joe Chambers, preach. I promise you, I'll give it all I got. I mean, the devil hates me with a passion because the things I preach and the things I teach, I'm sorry. I hate to even say that. I don't give him any glory because he's a loser. I know that. He's a loser. And I'm having to stay on my face with God hour after hour, breaking through all the crud and the things that the enemy would do to destroy. But Satan cannot. He's absolutely defeated. How many times have I told you in 45 years, watch out now. Oh, Satan's fighting. But stand tall. He's going to lose. The winner is Jesus. The winner is the Bible. The winner is the Holy Spirit. Now, let me finish this. This is so powerful. Satan, I will ascend above the height of the clouds, he said. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, this is Isaiah, Old Testament prophet, telling us all about the devil. Now, we just read in Revelation 12 why he's cast out of heaven. Now, we see him here when he was yearning to go up into heaven. This is prophetic. This is all past. This is all behind us. But you got to get the picture of the devil's desire to rule. He still has that desire. You see, we are living in the closing hour of Satan's reign. We're living in the closing hour of the kingdom of the devil. The closing hour. It's coming down to the wire. Soon he will be cast out of the heavens and cast down to the earth. You see, when we go up in the rapture, is at the same time that he is cast down from heaven, out of the heavens, because where he now reigns, we're going to reign. Where he now rules, we're going to rule. I mean, that's just what the book says, and it's powerful to think about. It's powerful to study. And I am so hungry to get the world understanding these great truths. I really am. I want you to have the best that heaven got you on the air. May I help you, please?
Oh, yeah. How are you? Yeah, can you hear my phone? Good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what is, I think it's...
You're ringing. Let me see if I can get you down a little bit here. I want to hear you good. And sometimes I've got it as low as I can turn it. Back off of the speaker a little bit and say what you are, ask what you're fixing to ask.
Okay. What are the John's vision, I think, in chapter 1? He sees Christ standing, the seven candlesticks. What is that? There's a lot of,
I'm having a hard time understanding you, and I don't know why. Many telephones are different than mine, and so you have to speak real clearly and say it slowly, and I want to answer it for you.
Okay, what in Revelation, what are the seven candlesticks?
Oh, the seven candlesticks. That's the church universal. The seven candlesticks is exactly the same as this sun-clothed woman. See, the seven candlesticks represents the church universal, and the sun-clothed woman represents the church universal. So these are two different signals and different types, but both represent the church universal.
Okay, because I noticed with symbols, the number seven is used a lot.
Well, the number seven is always a completion of the given subject. Whatever the subject is, seven represents that subject in its entirety. Seven spirits of God represents the Holy Spirit in all the expressions of his ministry. Seven churches represent the church universal. Seven stars represent all the messengers and angels of the churches. A pastor is one of those messengers. People don't understand, but a real man of God over a church, over a house of God, is in the hands of the Lord. And if you mess with that, you mess with it to your own peril. I've never seen anybody who came against a God-fearing pastor who didn't suffer intently for it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You agree with that, don't you?
Yes.
You come against a God-fearing pastor. I've had people come against me for 62 years. I really feel sorry for them because I know what their end will be. In every case, they will suffer intently. And so I just have to wait on God. When someone decides they'll take me on, I just keep doing what's right and stay on my face and wait on God.
Yeah, you have a good, I always follow you and my family. You have a great ministry. I'm listening to you on the radio. I think it's coming out of a station out of Rock Hill.
Do you understand what I've taught today?
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Isn't this a breathtaking picture? Satan is on the rocks. And I'm talking about the rocks of destruction. Satan is coming down. And of course, he's fighting with Fira. We're in right before the tribulation, right before the rapture. Satan's going to rule for 7 years. And so he's trying to get his self ready. He's laying all his groundwork. He's organizing all his wicked, ungodly crowd. And we are in a war, and the church world is not praying. The only praying that's going to really amount to much in this hour is Holy Ghost anointed praying. I can't get people to get in the altar and stay there until the Holy Ghost takes over. Jude said, well, he said, praying, I went to say it and it didn't come out, but it very clearly said praying in the Holy, building up yourselves, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, we need that desperate.
Right, because I guess it's the great.
Thank you for calling, my friend. I hope someone else will quickly give us a call here. We are talking on a subject that's breathtaking. Everybody out there ought to be in the middle of learning and understanding that we are coming down to the end. That the world is just in a uproar of wickedness and worldliness and carelessness, running after everything the world's got. Pleasures by the multitudes, want to make money, want to be rich, want to have all kinds. What good is all that stuff? When the rapture takes place, we're going to leave every bit of it. I've got a beautiful home I built for my Juanita and I. I've got everything I got's paid for. I mean, it's nice, it's comfortable, but I don't have any hope in it because I'm leaving it any moment now. When Jesus comes, I'm gone. Are you ready? Are you ready? Grab your phone, 704-391-0588. Now, I got to read another verse or two in Isaiah 14, because this is breathtaking, breathtaking. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. They that see thee shall narrowly, that means with great trepidation, with great sorrow, shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? That did weaken or shake kingdoms? Is this the one? Is this that big dude that made the earth to tremble? Is this that big dude that shook nations, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners, wouldn't let his prisoners? I mean, if Satan ever gets you captive, he ain't going to turn you loose. If you get loose, it'll be the name of Jesus that does it. It won't be the good wisdom of your mind or your best friends or your best preachers. It'll be Jesus only who can set you free from the dark things of the devil. Now, you ought to study Isaiah 14. It is a picture of Lucifer that is so clear and so overwhelming. I always enjoy and love it. I love it. Now, let's go a little further, okay? I want us to go to Revelation 20. Our time will be gone here shortly. But I want us to see the Bible picture. As people say, I don't believe in the book of Revelation. Boy, isn't that a sad state. Anybody don't believe in the book of Revelation, they have the foggiest idea of what's fixing to happen. If you don't study the book of Revelation, you're so smart, you don't need this great book. I feel sorry for you. I'm telling you, it's almost over. And if you don't know what's happening, and the lines are open now, I love that call. He didn't understand the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord in Revelation chapter 1, which is actually identically the same as the sun-clothed woman. It's the church universal. The church of all ages from the day of Pentecost right down to this very hour, nearly 2,000 years. And each case, that's what it represents. And the church world is coming down to the closing hour, too. I mean, the rapture-ready crowd, they don't leave a church behind. They leave a group of broken-hearted people behind. The church is out of business when that rapture takes place. When that rapture-ready crowd's gone, there won't be nobody capable of ruling the church. It'll just be a multitude of weary people who've been misled, misinstructed in many cases, who didn't pray, who didn't get their hearts right, who were so in love with the world, nobody could convince them that world isn't worth running after. It's just a temporary thing. Use it, but don't abuse it, the Bible said. And I wish people could understand that. But Revelation 20, listen. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now, this is at the end of the 7 years of the tribulation period, okay? The end of the 7 years of the tribulation period. You do understand. The rapture-ready crowd's in heaven. They've already went up 7 years earlier. That was the pre-trib rapture. Now it's coming down to the end of the 7 years that will come back with Christ to reign on the earth 1,000 years. But here's the picture of the devil. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the keys of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. Now, don't leave nothing to misunderstand here. He uses four different words to describe the devil. Laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is Satan, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Listen to that. Bound him 1,000 years. Now, while we are reigning on the earth 1,000 years, and the church will rule with Christ 1,000 years, the bride of Christ, that great company of his bride all through the ages, all through the church dispensations, Old and New Testament, we will reign with him 1,000 years on this earth. And it will be a kingdom of righteousness, not worldliness, not filthy living, there'll be no enemies to worry about. Satan is right here being bound for that whole 1,000 years. No tempter. No tempter on the earth for 1,000 years. And this will be Christ's kingdom. You see, there's been 6,000 years of man's kingdom. Man's kingdom is over. Christ's kingdom is coming. Christ's kingdom is... The devil thought during those 7 years of the tribulation that he could defeat Jesus and keep him from coming down here and reigning on this earth. He got cast out of heaven, and now he's getting cast out of the earth. I like this. If you study the Bible, Satan used to be one of the archangels. He was in the presence of Almighty God. He reigned and was beautiful and led the music, and heaven was filled with the singing that flowed out of the old enemy, the great angel of music. But he got proud. He got haughty. He says, I don't like being number two. Do you know people just can't stand being number two? One of the biggest things the devil uses on people is you don't want to be subject to nobody. You got to take over first place. And so that was the devil. He had to take over first place. He had to reign. He had to reign. He could not stand it if he couldn't reign. And so he's trying to reign. And here the Bible says he was cast out of heaven. Then he's going to be cast out of the heavens to the earth. And then now he's going to be taken off of the earth and put in the bottomless pit. Let me read it. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is called the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. And when you talk about the bottomless pit, you're talking about the darkest region of hell. You're talking about the place where the most wicked, vile, the most horrible creatures live and exist under the judgment of Almighty God, the bottomless pit. And the devil is cast into the bottomless pit and shut him and set a seal up on him that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a short season. Now, I'm not sure I can explain to you why he gets to be loose a short season. But that's God's plan. And that's how it's going to happen. God knows what he's doing. And we will probably understand it then if we don't understand it now. But I can give you my best description. You see, for 1,000 years was Satan bound in the bottomless pit. there will be a multitude of people born on the earth. I mean, born on the earth. The earth will become populated with this great number of people that have been born during the 1,000 years. And so they've just been made to do right. There was no way to do anything but right. And there were judgments for those who didn't do right. The Bible is very clear on that. But they've never had a tempter. They've never made a choice between the devil and between Jesus. Now, at the end of the 1,000 years, that whole crowd of naturally born people will have to make a choice. Satan will be loosed to give them an opportunity to choose Jesus Christ as Lord of all. And those who do not choose him will become an army. And the Bible said it's a multitude army. And they attack God. I mean, the devil don't give up even in this crazy hour. He don't give up. Attacks everything that's of God and from God and by God. But by the grace of God, he will be defeated. Now, you see that he's loose for a short season. Let's go to verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. That's the devil that deceived that multitude. Revelation 20 and 10. You got that? Revelation 20 and 10. The word is very clear. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet already were. See, the beast and false prophet were put in the lake of fire before the 1,000 years began. Satan was put in the bottomless pit. The beast and the false prophet, all that crowd was put in the lake of fire 1,000 years ago at this moment of the scripture. But now the devil turned loose out of the bottomless pit for just a short season. The Bible don't say how long, but very short. He deceives the nations of the earth. They say, yeah, we don't like being forced to serve God. We want to serve you, devil. And so they are then destroyed by the judgment of God. And then Satan is destroyed. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. Into the lake of fire and brimstone. Do you understand the lake of fire and brimstone? Where the beast and the false prophet are. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Are you getting the message? I mean, what great scripture. What absolute. We are living on the verge of the most triumphant hour of all human existence. We're living on the verge of the most exciting and glorious victories that mankind has ever known. We are desperate to understand all of this and get ourselves ready for the right side. I am so bothered that so many people are on the wrong side. Grab your phone now, these last few moments, and call. I'd love to take two or three calls. Hey, you've heard me. I've taught this great truth, and I think I make it clear enough, and maybe I make it too clear. I don't know. If you don't understand, though, I want to help you understand. And if you're ready, call and say, hey, Brother Chambers, I am so thrilled to know that I'm living in the day of triumph. This is the greatest hour of victory human existence has ever known. We are facing some of the most breathtaking events of judgment and satisfaction and God's eternal glory. It is so near at hand until we ought to be jumping up and down and shouting hallelujah. The kingdom of Satan is coming down. I know we're still in the fight. We're still in the battle. We're still in the struggle. And give yourself to prayer. Give yourself to pray. Pray until the Holy Ghost anoints you to pray. I'm crying out for the church world to get back on its knees like it used to pray. Back in great intercession, crying out to God with all this in us. Crying out to God with every bit of our capacity because the hour is at hand. The hour is at hand. Now, we're coming down to the close of this great broadcast. I'm just excited for you that you may know the truth of this and get yourself ready. Don't allow yourself to be under the powers of the enemy. Don't allow yourself to be under the darkness of the devil. Get out of that darkness and get in the light of the Bible. the light of the scripture. Read the book of Revelation this week. Read the book of Revelation. If you'll read it and ask the Holy Spirit to help you grasp it, don't try to figure it out with all your human intrigue. Let the Holy Spirit help teach you. And get in this Bible. And get yourself on fire with a moving of the Holy Spirit. The church world does not pray enough to know this power of the mighty Holy Ghost. Well, Brother Chambers and a handful of people are praying here. And we're going to stay on our faces until we have a breakthrough. We are looking for revival. You know what we're praying for? We're praying for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's in Jude chapter 3, verse 3, the book of Jude, the last book before Revelation. It tells you in chapter, one chapter, only one chapter, this is the half-brother of Jesus. Jude was a half-brother. He was a son of Mary, the same mother of Jesus, but also of Joseph. Jesus was of the Holy Ghost. Jude was of the same Mary, but by Joseph. And he's a half-brother. And he said, praying earnestly that you would contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. That's what we're doing. We're contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. We're expecting miraculous things. We're expecting God to visit us and make himself known to us. And there's no doubt in my mind it's about to happen. If you want to be in a church that's on fire, I promise you this place is on its verge of being on fire. We're not quite where we ought to be. We're struggling. We're struggling. There's a lot of resistance. The enemy don't like it. The enemy is determined to stop us, but he can't. He really can't, as long as we stay on our knees. And I'm not going nowhere but that altar. I'm staying on my knees because I realize I'm dependent on the mighty God. Now, I want to call on you to join me in prayer. I want to call on you to really start getting on your face with God. You know what Jesus said? He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Jesus said that. My house shall be called a house of prayer. You make your church a house of prayer. You say, by myself if I go there to pray. Well, go by yourself. I was here for 2-3 hours this morning by myself. It didn't bother me. I love praying by myself. I love it when others are with me, of course. But I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is coming down. It's coming down, and Satan's kingdom is going to be destroyed. Satan's kingdom is on the verge of destruction. And we're living on the threshold of the greatest victory of human existence. I can hardly wait. I'm so excited about an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm believing it to start tomorrow. It's my burden that it starts tomorrow. If you need to be saved, I'd love to see you in the house of God tomorrow and to see you ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, we're on the last 60 seconds. Call if we can be a blessing. Sorry for if we didn't get on Facebook. I'm not really sure. I just had to leave it and do the broadcast. But we'll do our best to get it up. And I love you. Jesus is coming. All of my radio audience, find you a greater on fire church for tomorrow. We welcome you to come visit us. I promise you, if you come visit us, we're going to make you at home. We're going to make you at home. We're going to treat you nothing but good. Nothing but good. Because we care about nothing but the program of God. The plan of God, the things of God. Here's a song my wife loved. I mean, she loved.
I would tell you how he changed my life completely.
I love you. I love
he
you.
Did something
I love you. God bless you.
No other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. Oh, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other the sin and darkness from me.
Oh, how much.
Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I never know just why he came to save me. Till someday I see his blessed face of love. Oh, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me.
Oh, how much.
Oh, how